The Chautauqua Daily reported in July of 2024 that, much like Noah Hadel, the playwright of Birthday Candles, director Arya Shahi admires the writing work of Thornton Wilder, best known, of course, for Our Town. But Wilder's play, A Long Christmas Dinner, inspired the plot of Hadel's show, which began as a 2017 new play workshop at Chautauqua, rose to Broadway, and has been performed around the world. It follows one ordinary woman through 9 decades of life on her birthday, as she experiences love, loss, and continues her family's long tradition of baking a golden butter cake. When Shahi first read the Birthday Candle script, he was instantly captivated by its poetic writing and elements that felt like magic. "I love shows and pieces of art that elevate the mundane into something mythic," he said. "The play felt like a really natural fit just for my aesthetic." A director, actor, and writer, Shahi is co-founder of Pigpen Theatre Company and a co-creator of the Tony Award-nominated musical Water for Elephants. He connected with Hadel's play as soon as he read it. As a writer, it's really fun to watch Noah build this perfect machine. "And there's a really beautiful payoff at the end of the show," Shahi said. "I'm always looking at promises fulfilled, and he does that gloriously." While learning the story and guiding CTC's rehearsal process in July of 2024, he saw himself reflected in every character, particularly in the arcs of Ernestine and Kenneth, Ernestine's nerdy and persistent next-door neighbor. As Birthday Candles depicts the sometimes heavy experiences and circumstances that span throughout 90 years of Ernestine's life, Shahi said he was enthralled by watching how Chautauqua audiences reacted during previews. He believes that the future audiences would truly witness a journey. "It's kind of incredible to hear the different sounds people make and the different acknowledgments that I see in their body language," he said. "It's really special because we deal with big topics in the show, like the loss of family members, and you can tell that this is an audience that has lived such things." After the curtains close and the theater lights come up, he hopes Chautauquans will take notice of the things they hold close to their hearts and value the present moment. Birthday Candles contains time-jumping elements that explore what is outside of reality, and Shahi said Hadel was insistent on having 2 special live elements, one a real cake being baked, to ground the story. We will have a chance to make that full of meaning and marvelous moments journey as Hamilton Gibson Productions presents Birthday Candles this weekend and next at the Warehouse Theater in Wellsboro in Tioga County. Thomas Putnam is HG Artistic Director, and he is director of Birthday Candles. And we had a chance to speak with him by phone about the way Hamilton Gibson crafts its seasons and how Birthday Candles has come to grace its stage.
I think it's fair to say that it's one of the most difficult, challenging, fun, exciting, scary parts of the whole process of is choosing a season for a company. And we take it really seriously and read lots and lots of scripts. Sometimes we have a theme that runs through all of the shows. Other times it's a particular play that we might land upon that we kind of want as the anchor for the whole season. And so we want a balance throughout the season. We do about 6 to 7 main stage plays a year. So we want something that maybe challenging intellectually and artistically for the audience and for a cast, and then we want to make sure we balance it out with comedies and with, you know, like this year we had a mystery and a Sherlock Holmes mystery, and we haven't had a mystery in a while. So it's not just based on the year or the season that we're approaching, but also what we've done last year and what we may do in the future, you know, something that we may plan for a couple of years from now. So with Birthday Candles, I don't remember now exactly whether we started with that as kind of an anchor, but we knew that we wanted to do it. We've been considering it for a couple of years, and it is one of those plays that is a mixture of there'll be times when audiences are laughing, there are other times that they may be crying. It's one of those plays that I think any audience member would appreciate, would be engaged with.
In that sense, then, introduce us to the capable of doing just what you described.
Noah Hadel is the playwright, and I have honestly not read anything else that he has written. But he was in Detroit for a while and was pretty connected there, and then moved to Los Angeles, and he's done some television writing and some other plays. But he set this in Grand Rapids, Michigan, so he has some connection there, some roots. And for him, I don't know what it was that spurred him to write about one woman's life. The whole thing takes place in one woman's kitchen, Ernestine Ashworth, and she grew up there. She was a baby there. And the play begins when she is 17 and travels through till she is 101 years old. The play is without intermission. It's about 85 minutes long. She never leaves the stage. And you know, there was a movie last summer or a couple summers ago that Tom Hanks was in called Here. And I did not see it, but I heard a lot about it, that it takes place in one place. And it jumps back and forth in time. This play does not jump back and forth in time. It is sequential, but every scene takes place on Ernestine's birthday. And it starts when she's 17. The next scene is when she is 18. The next scene is when she's in her early 30s. So it may jump 1 year, it may jump a number of years, and it jumps without any break in the conversation. So there's just a little signal like a bell that chimes when we've jumped to the next birthday. It sounds like it might be confusing. It's not. It all works beautifully.
And you wouldn't do it unless you thought you had at least one person who could play Ernestine, right?
That's another really scary part of the whole process. Besides choosing a season, we do consider, you know, do we have the people who could pull this off? We do that with musicals and with straight plays. And often we will not have any idea. And we are a very small community here in Wellsboro, although we draw from people who are throughout Tioga County in Pennsylvania, but also from New York State. One of our cast members is from Elmira, and another one is from the far western part of the county. And we've had people drive up from an hour away or so. So I did not have anybody in mind in particular. I knew that there were some people, some women who were incredibly interested and would have given anything to have played the role. And the person ultimately that we chose was not somebody actually that I had even considered or knew was going to audition. And she's incredible. She's just doing an incredible job.
And is there some sense of meaning in life that is cumulative, that at 17 we all would think we are looking ahead to the future? There's that aspect. But are there life lessons along the way that we all can resonate with?
I think the play is full of that. It really is full of that. She's incredibly creative and energetic and full of life young woman. And the whole play begins with this bursting out of, she bursts on the stage and talks to her mother, who is getting ready to bake the cake, and she says, "Have I wasted my life?" And the mother simply responds, "You're 17. You know, like, why are you asking these kinds of questions here when you're just 17? She continues, something like, "In the career of my soul, how many times have I turned from wonder?" And each time a character, usually it's Ernestine first, but then her children and her grandchildren, and there are great-grandchildren also in the play. And so those kinds of metaphysical big question statements are repeated by different 17-year-olds through the generations. But each time, it's brought back to the everyday grounding kind of in an everyday experience. And so the mother's response to that big question, have I turned from wonder? Her mother says, let's get started on the cake. And then a little bit later on in that scene, she talks about how many babies are born every second in the world. You know, all these big questions and big thoughts and going all over the place. And the mother says, come here and bake this cake and start making this cake. And so everything is found in the everyday experience. Sometime in this whole process of directing this, I remember when I was, I don't know, in my 20s maybe, that I realized that there were great things that happened each year, big holidays, you know, huge Christmas time and huge July 4th and so forth, and family and everybody gets together and so forth. But the real living takes place between each of those big events. That's where the real life is. And this play is full of just a confirmation of that, just an expression of that, that it's in these everyday experiences, what we might dismiss as commonplace. Well, they are commonplace, but that's where the real life is. And she's wondering where her place is in the universe. And she finds it, finally. I mean, she realizes it. She even expresses it to her children and grandchildren, but doesn't seem to really embrace it and accept it, that it's in this family, in these connections, in these traditions that are rehearsed every year throughout, you know, the days of their lives, so to speak. You know, in terms of a big, deep plot, there aren't any cliffhanger mysteries or huge, incredible decisions and so forth. It's this lovely day-by-day experience and how we connect to our family members. And in her case, like I said, it starts out she's a daughter, and then she's a wife, and then a mother, and then a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. And through all of those, it's the everyday experiences that are meaningful and give us the beauty of life.
If we think about living as long as she does, as Ernestine does, do we get a sense of not just what it means for her in her own mind to age, but the troubles and the trials of the aging body and the aches and the pains? Does that come into her life?
Oh, it does. Yeah, it does. And the older she gets, the freer she gets, I think, and in just being able to accept, you know, yep, we're getting older, can't move quite as easily, can't remember. I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but we deal with dementia and with death, and she just keeps plugging along. But yeah, since that the actor never leaves the stage, she doesn't ever change her clothes, her costume, and so it's just in the slight slowing down of movements and at one point, you know, a slight forgetfulness that she's experiencing, and which startles her when she realizes that she just can't remember what she had before. But she clings to those traditions, and she's determined to continue with the traditions and pass them on, because that's where she's found meaning.
Now, a show that has the title Birthday Candles and deals with someone every birthday, you might think we'd get to hear Happy Birthday, the song, but is there any music, any incidental music,
you know,
that you might...
That's interesting. Nobody ever sings Happy Birthday. That's interesting. The actual celebration never occurs. It's always in the future, so that it's in the baking of the cake where all the action takes place. And she actually makes a cake on stage. I mean, the thing takes place in the kitchen, so there's a refrigerator and a stove and counter and so forth. And she mixes all the ingredients, follows the recipe that Noah Hadel has provided. It's a golden butter cake, and very simple, and that's pointed out that it's just one of it's a simple recipe, it's a simple cake. And she puts it in the oven, bakes it on stage. And we had to get an electrician in there to hook up the right, so that we could have an electric stove on stage. And it takes 30 minutes to bake, and so actor had to make sure that she was on time and had it ready by the time she needed to get it in the oven. And it's a small theater, but everybody can smell it. She's been making it now for all of rehearsals here for the last couple of weeks, every rehearsal. So she's pretty good at it. But we never hear happy birthday. There's a little bit of music at the very beginning and a little at the end. But throughout, her son is a piano player. And at first, when he's 17, he's not very good. But at various points in his life, as he ages, he gets better and better. And so we commissioned a composer from Binghamton to write a piece for this, a piano piece. And there's a piano off stage, and the person plays the piano, getting better and better all the time. And that runs through the whole play. It's a beautiful little piece, too.
That shows the care that you all take.
Well, it was a little scary. And the stage directions say, you know, you can use a standard piece, you know, Mozart or Beethoven or a popular song. Well, you can't really use a popular song without copyright issues. So we thought, well, we don't have to do that. We're making a cake on stage in a real oven, so let's get the actual piece. So this fellow had been an intern with us, went to school at Mansfield University, and then moved over to Binghamton, and has written a number of things. And he's a piano player, an incredibly wonderful piano player. So I wrote to him and asked if he could come up with something so many minutes long and kind of just a beautiful melody and simple to play. You know, it couldn't be too difficult because we didn't know who was going to play it at that point. And so not too long afterward, he sent something to me, and it was just perfect.
Did he give it a title? Did you give it a title?
We did. The character's name is Billy, who plays it, and so we just titled it Billy's Song.
If we're talking about a century, do we get a sense that the world outside is changing as she is aging?
No. There is no reference to anything, any world events or anything outside of the home. There's no reference to time or any events. And at first, we wondered. A lot of times, that's really helpful. I mean, and important and part of it. But in this, it's not the issue. And since there's no break, there's no scene changes. The lights never go off. There's no blackout. There's no change of costume. Well, some of the actors who play, there are six people in the cast, and there are 12 roles. So Ernestine plays herself through the whole thing, and the next-door neighbor plays himself through the whole play. The rest of them, all four of the others, play multiple parts. So they do change their clothes slightly to indicate their character, but she doesn't. She wears a dress, so there's that question, you know, is the audience going to wonder why she's wearing the same dress at 17 as she is at 101? And it doesn't seem to be an issue. I mean, she, with her movements and her voice slightly, we get the age and the difference, but the dress doesn't seem to be an issue. Same with just the decor of the room itself, you know, the color of the cupboards and dishcloths and that sort of, you know, what kind of appliances would we have in a kitchen spanning 75 years? Thankfully, there's no phone calls in the whole thing, so we don't have to worry about, are we going to use a dial phone or a cell phone? We didn't have to deal with that issue. But in terms of the mixer, you know, does she use a mixer? What kind of a mixer, a handheld or the kind that when I was growing up that we used? But she mixes everything by hand, so that kind of solved that. But I think it's not an issue. But back to your question, there is no reference to the world changing.
So if we experience it and we laugh and we cry and we recognize the human condition in a certain way, are we left with something like hope?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's discussion about hope. And, I mean, she experiences a whole lot in her life and some really sad things and some really joyful things. And having so many generations, I think, encourages that sense of hope that she's pressing on no matter what, and life continues. But the very last scene is kind of a recollection of her life in just, you know, 30 seconds, kind of, with different characters saying different lines that have been repeated in the play. And then it ends with her mother, who starts the play with her, and, of course, who has been long dead, but she's hearing these words. And there, it's actually her mother's wish, birthday wish for her. There's a lot of discussion of wishes, and so the wish that the mother had for her is incredibly hopeful, and Ernestine's last line is, "And it all comes true."
Ah, she blew them out, all of them, yeah?
Yeah.
Even 101 candles, she was able to blow them out and get her wish.
Right. Yeah, and besides the baking of the cake, the making of the cake every year, there are other traditions that come in with as the family grows. One of them, when her son marries, and that woman had a tradition with her mother of painting each other's fingernails. And so on the very first, when she first meets her, her mother has passed away, and so she thought she would bring some different things to paint her nails. And so that becomes then a tradition with the two of them, and then on to the next generation as well. Another thing is measuring heights and marking it on the door frame, you know, the person's name and the year, just to see the growth. And so there's all these generations written on this. On this door frame, but they do that every birthday. Another one of character wants to play pin the tail on the donkey every year, and so that figures in with that particular character. There are certain lines that are repeated, so they don't call it a tradition, but when we hear Ernestine's son come in for the first time saying exactly the same line that she did when she was 17, "Have I wasted my life?" Then another generation down also says the same thing. So there's that kind of sense of tradition and stuff that holds us all together and that brings meaning in our lives.
Thomas Putnam, artistic director of Hamilton Gibson Productions in Wellsboro. He is the director of the play Birthday Candles by Noah Hadle that will run this weekend and next at the Warehouse Theater in Wellsboro. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., Sunday the 6th of April at 2:30. And if you need more information, on the web, hamilton-gibson.org, hamilton-gibson.org, or boxtix.com, boxtix.com. That's Birthday Candles, a play by Noah Hadle, to be presented by Hamilton Gibson Productions at the Warehouse Theater in Wellsboro under the direction of Thomas Putnam. And for more information, on the web, hamilton-gibson.org, shows April 4th, 5th, 6th, 11th, and 12th. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., Sunday, April 6th at 2:30.